Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yevamos, Daf Yud Beis, Yerushalmi, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom as we continue here in the second parak of Yevamos, Parak Ketzad. Parak Ketzad as we get into details of the mitzvah of Yibum in unusual cases. We spoke about last off relating to issues that come up where the woman, the Yevama, is not just a Eishes Ach, which she always is, but what if there are others? There's Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, and then the last the couple of Mashiachs that we mentioned were Yesodos in Yibum, any brother, any child. Right, that was what the Gemara, the Mishnah said. Any Ach, Vishesh Lo Ach, Mikom Makom, Izokik Yibum. If there's a Ben Mikom Makom, Zok, that Potters from Yibum, and then we had that line that the Rishonim discussed. Is it a statement? Is it a question? The Gemara ended off by saying, Rabbi Avin Ba'i, that was the mysterious Rabbi Avin, about, do we say that that is a question, that is a statement, that we said, Benola Chaldavar, Afilu Lepiria Verivia. And we have the question of Puravu, whether that's a question, whether that is a statement, and Vilishniya, and whether that's also an Veloshanya, the other Girsa, and our Girsa is Vilishniya. So that's how we learned how the Rashba understands the Gemara, that it is a statement. That's how the Ramah quotes at the beginning of Evan Ezer, that one does fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu with a Ben Mamzer. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. And the Menchas Chinuch's instinctual argument without saying, you know, any question, any source, but he say, I can't believe that this is true, but that's the Menchas Chinuch's statement. Okay, so now we're up to about five lines up in the bottom on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, and we're going to go, the Karbonate here adds in a Yud. In the word Ben, it should be Bain. Whether this, whether that. Bain Goy Abal Bas Yisrael V'Yalda. Bain Yisrael Shabal Goy V'Yalda. Meaning, as a illicit relation between a Jew and a non-Jew. In either direction. The man is Jew, the woman is not Jewish, or the opposite. Either way, the halacha is, says the Gemara, Bechor L'Nachala V'Eina Bechor L'Kohen. Bechor L'Nachala, the child, the following child. If there is another son born, that child will be a Bechor L'Nachala, will be the firstborn for a double portion from his father. Why? Because Miman of Shach, the first one, is not the Bechor L'Nachala. If the father was Jewish and the mother was not Jewish, then the child is not Jewish, right? Then therefore, there's not going to get a Nachala, and there's no Yachas between the Jew and the non-Jew. If the father is not Jewish and the child was Jewish, then the child goes after the mother. So again, not related to the father. And halachically, there is no, so the next one's going to be Rashis Ono, right, which is what's needed in the Parshas Kisetze, that determines the B'chor for Yerusha, Rashis Ono. But for Petarechem, that goes by the mother, right, Ve'eina B'chor L'Kohen, and both of them won't be a B'chor L'Kohen. Why? Because either the mother's not Jewish, so not B'chor L'Kohen, or even if the mother is Jewish, but let's say it this way. The second one is not going to be a Peter Rechem because that's a biological reality, and only the first one was a Peter Rechem. So the second one is not going to be a Peter Rechem. But the first one is not going to get Pidyon because, you know, the mother wasn't Jewish, or even if the mother was Jewish, but the father. So again, he's not going to have the mitzvah of Peter Rechem. So either way, if one of the parents is Jewish, one of the parents is not Jewish, Bechor L'Nachala, Ve'eino Bechor L'Kohen, the next child will be a Bechor V'Nachala, and not a Bechor L'Kohen. Again, there's different requirements. For Pidyon HaBen, there's Peter Rechem. For Yerusha, it's Rashis Ono. And they don't always go together. The Mishnayos and Bechoros talk about, different, aspects of firstbornhood and different halachas, but that's what the Mishnah says, the Gemara says here. But Goy Shabal Goya, if they're both not Jewish, the Yalda, and then the child is born, so then that's different. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Goyim Ishlam Yachazim. Even though a Jew and non-Jew don't have a relation, if the parent is Jewish, so the child, but if they're both non-Jews, Goyim Yishlam Yachazim, says the Karbon Eidah, Goyim Yishlam Yachazim, Mis Yachazim Achar Avihem. But it goes after the father. As a Mishnah in Kiddushin, there was no Aveira, it was a Biyash Lob Aveira, they're both not Jewish. So I call it Chacharav. Leficha Chaba Acharav Begeirusan, Lo Ave Bechor L'Nachla. So, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, therefore, that if they convert, So then the next child born will not be a Bechor L'Nachla, because the older child was already related to the father. Bechor L'Nachla. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Goyim Ein Lam Yachzim. Rish Lakish says, no, Goyim are not Miyuchas. Goy and the child are not miyuchas to each other. So this is a fascinating machlokas. The Kabbalah here quotes that the nafkamina is not just bechor abino acharav, whether it's bechor l'nachla. Rabbi Yochanan says he is not. Rish Lakish says he is. But also about puravu, meaning if there is a goy and a goya that have children and then they convert, do they have to still the mitzvah of puravu, or have they fulfill the mitzvah of puravu? So the Bavli in Yevamis quotes the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about this, Daf Samach Beis, relating to Puravu as well. Maybe we'll read that soon. But remember the issue of Geirus, itself, the Gemara says there in Yevamis more than once, Daf Chaf Beis and elsewhere, Gershon is Gair Katan Shenola Dami. A guy that converts is Kikatan Shenolad, is new. And the Gemara never gives a source for that principle. Right, Gershon, it's as if it's a svara, right? What's the source? The Chasam Sofer wonders what is the source for that halacha. So we mentioned in the past the Meshechachma in Parshas Vayeschanan, where the Meshechachma says the source is, well, we know many sources of the halachas of Gerus is by Maim at Har Sinai, right? We know the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Yisurabia that the source for Mila, Tfila, Hartzah, Dam is all Maimon Har Sinai, right? The communal Geirus that we went through. So the Meshechachma also says, the Pasuk in Vayeschanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells everyone to go back to their tents, Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. So that's the source. Everybody go back to your tents. What do you mean go back to your tents? Some of the people were married to Isurei Arayas from before, right, the Maimon Har Sinai, and all of a sudden they got Hilchas Arayas. Now they could go home and still go back to their wives, their previous wives. Some of them were illicit, so must be Gershon is a guy, Gershon Ola Dami. They could all go back because they're all not related, and therefore it is new. That's the Meshechachma. Chasam Sofer Bechidush of Avodah Zara. Meshechachma, whose yard site is Dalet Elul, I think. Kizkasha Kol Yomav Mehechan Yahosi Yuchazal. Right, Amra married his aunt. Right, that's proof. So Gadol Hador Hayevinosei Dodaso. V'chein Amru V'chulu V'echam Rachmana Achar Matan Torah Shuv Lachem Alechem V'ein Alo El Ishto. V'alo Elu Nasu Krov Vaseim Tzrichem Lifrosh Mehem Al Karcha Gershon Zgan Gershon Ola Dami. That's what he says is the suggestion. There is a Balaturim also in Kisei Tse that has a remez to the halacha of Gershon is Geir, but that's this. But what's the Rabbi Yochanan is the Chiddush Gadol. The Rabbi Yochanan here, and it's related to the Gemara in the Bavli, also on Daf Samach Beis, where the Gemara quotes there, Itmar Hayulo Banim Biyoso Ovid Kochavim in his Geir. Right, the person, the Goyim had, they had kids, they had a family, and everybody converts. Both, I mean, let's say the parents convert. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyim Mitz Periv Arivya. Rabbi Yochanan says he was Makayim Purivu. Rish Lakish Amar Lo Kiyim Periv Arivya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyim Periv Arivya Daha Havile. He has kids. Rish Lakish Amar Lo Kiyim Periv Arivya Gershon is Gar Gunshin Ola Dami. Right, that's the Yisod. But even within Rabbi Yochanan, right, we pass by Rabbi Yochanan, Kiyim Periv Arivya. Did the kids have to convert with him? Right, did the kids also have to convert? That's a machlokas between Bali Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus says yes. The Rambam just says very quietly, right? He says that extra word. The Rambam says, where are we? Perek Tezvav. Perek Tezvav, that's where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Puravu. The Rambam says, Nodulo v'meisu v'nichu banim. Where is that? The Hayilo banim b'giyuso v'nizgayer hu v'heim. Hari zekiye mitzvazu. The Rambam says, you brought children in the world, they're your biological children, so what, they weren't Jewish when you had them. But later on, right, it's okay, we have a kiemzu, that's the Rambam Shita, they have to convert. But not everyone agrees to that. Right, look in the Magen Mishnah, here Shabbeinu Shabbanin is Gara Gamkin v'nachon hu, Shem lo kein ha'yemuchuyav lisa, k'dei lios lo banim Yisraelim, v'lo yomar Rabbi Yochanan de banim goyim dailo. That's how Rambam Mishnah explains, but not all Rishonim, that's not beferish in the Gemara, not everybody might agree to that. Tosfos there, Daf Samach Beis, right here. I think Tosfos says it. Right there, Ki Imperi V'Yirviyah. Ava Gavzlini Kamet Dvarim Gershon Zgangosh and Olodami Kamakam Estavrile Hacha Kiva Tebenachriyuso kiyem the zaro miyuchas acharav ba'usa sha'a mifter nami kishen is gayer. Because at the moment that he had them, they were related to him, right? They were all goyim, goyim, goy, goy. So Mistamba, he doesn't lose that. Doesn't sound like from Tosa that they have to convert with him. Sounds like, but because it was, they were Jewish, that they were related to him at the time of that originally moment, he doesn't lose it. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, really? Is it true that goyim are connected to each other like Rabbi Yochanan says? But we have kashas on Reish Lakish, that there are a number of psukim in Tanakh that quote a relationship. V'haksiv, bo'esahi, shalach baradach baladon ben baladon, melech bavel svar mumincha el chizkiyo. So you see, baladon is, this, we assume this is not just a biological, description. Right, we assume this is a halachic. If the Tanakh is telling me that this is the son, the father of so and so, it's telling you a halachic description. Right, the Mefarshim wonder, why don't you quote Sukkim in the Torah? Right, how about Balak ben Sipor? Right, Bilam ben Baor. So there, maybe that's just a description. Here, as the Gemara says, some of the Mefarshim wonder, it's extra because we knew already. If you would have just said Melech Bavel, we would have known Baradach is the Melech Bavel. You don't have to say Ben whoever because we already know he was the previous king of Bavel. So here it's extra. So the Gemara says, how could Reish Lakish say Ein lehem yachasim? Seems like they do have yichus. Answer: Ayadesha kibed zakeno. No, because the son Baradach Baladon was machabed zakeno. The Karban Eda here secondly says it means his father. Means his father, because he gave kavod to his father, zachal tziaches. That's why it says the yichus. Why? What's the yichus? So the Karban Eda, the other mafarshim quote the Bavli in Sanhedrin dot Sadi Vav. His father lost his tsuras panim. He started looking like a dog. Wasn't looking as one of his punishments. He wasn't looking like a human being anymore. So he was so embarrassed, he went into hiding. So the son became the king. And the son, though, wanted to give kavod to his father, who was still alive. So that's why he took on his second name, his father's name. That's why his name. Baradach Baladon ben Baladon, right? His name beforehand was his own name, and that is Barodach. So that's why, because he gave cover to his father, that's why it mentioned Ben. Here's the pasuk: Vayishlachem haMelech Asa el Ben Hadad ben Tavrimon ben Chezion Melech Aram Yosheb Adamezek Lemar. So again, you see, it's the father and the son. The son miuchas to the father. Kotzeitz ben Kotzeitz. That's only because it's to say, chip off the old block, right? The son, the murderer, the son of the father, who was also the murderer. Karban Eda, Rotzeach ben Rotzeach. That's why it says it, not because the teacher say halachic, Yeshu kamodat amar, like we have in the Megillah. Ki Haman ben Amdasa. Haman ben Amdasa. V'chi ben Amdasa haya. Was he really ben Amdasa? Was he really ben Amdasa? What's the kasha? What's why? Maybe he was ben Amdasa. So some explain it, we know Hadassah was further up. The government, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, we know from the Gemara that he was an Eved. The Gemara is about to talk about that Haman was an Eved, right? The Gemara, the Bavli and Megillah. So Avadim, for sure, are not related to their forefathers, right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Yesh befarshim mishum shahaman haya Eved l'mordechai. To ha'avadim shita ein lahem yachas. So maybe that's what it means. The kasha. How could it be? Hamdasa, the Haman was a Eved. So again, Elit Sorer ben Sorer. So it's to teach us again, chip off the old block. They're both anti-Semites, Sorers for the Jews. Afacha Kotitz ben Kotitz. Just like a Haman ben Hamdasa, so to hear by the king. Ben Hadad ben Tavrima. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, Kachmeisha Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish as Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish would answer Rabbi Yochanan. Where you think Rabbi Yochanan, there is Yachas. Vaksiv, but it says, by Tziva. Tziva was an Eved. Remember, Tziva was Eved of Mipi Boshes. Utziva Chamisha Asar Banim Ve'esrim Avadim. Va'avadim Yesh Lahem Yichus. Right, Avadim for sure don't have Yichus. So when it says he had 20, he had 10 sons, 15 sons. So you see, it must just be a biological thing. Reish Lakish would say to Rabbi Yochanan, all these kashas is just a biological, because avadim don't have any halachic relation, so it must be biological, so therefore don't ask me any kashas. The Gemara answers and says, maybe that's not such a problem with the question of tziva. Why? Ba'almanus, or the Karban Eda takes out the word, the nun. Ba'almus, right? Elaim, meaning by force. Ba'almos or ba'almonos shomtin mishel mipi boshas. Right? Maybe the, it says it by tziva because he, disentangled himself and became free. Right? He separated from, his avdo state, and that's why he calls it banim. Right? It says the carbon aida. Shlo lios lo avadim kim beforish bekro laficha kari luhu banim. Maybe that's why it was called banim. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that, any brother is a brother for Zokik Liyibum, unless the brother is not Jewish. Meaning if we share a father, but, my brother's mother was not Jewish, then there's no Zokik Liyibum if the mother was not Jewish, if the mother was a Shivcha. Either way, that's what the Mishnah said. Chutz mimi sheishlo min ha-Shivcha min ha-Nachris. That's what the Mishnah had said. So the Gemara says, Shivcha, what's the source that the Shivcha, if the Shivcha is the mother, the children are not Jewish, Haisha v'iladeh, tiyel adoneha. The pasuk in the beginning of Mishpatim, where the Torah says, if a person is Evet Ivri, then the master has the ability to give him a Shivcha kina'anis, a Chiddush HaTorah. Right, so the Ramban proves from that, the Ramban in Kiddushin, that there is not just a Kinyan Mamon that the Adon has with the Eved, but a Kinyan Isser. Kinyan Isser means there's a status. Because why else would this Eved Ivri be able to marry a non-Jew? Right? Shivcha Kananis. Right? The fact that the Adon, the master, could give the Eved Ivri a Shivcha Kananis proves that it's not just a monetary relationship between the Adon and the Eved, but there's a status. There's a status, a Kinyan Isser, which the Ramban calls. And that explains why he can marry Shivcha Kananis. But what does the Torah say? That after 6 years or whatever it is, the Eved goes free, the kids stay with the master. Right? Right? Which means, what do you mean? Aren't they go with the father? No, must be they're not related to the father. Right? This is a Shivcha, and that's the Makkar in the Torah for kids not being Jewish. Interesting, halacha, we know the Torah says it, beferish. The Torah says, he's only allowed to give her a Shivcha Kananis if he was previously married. Right? If he's, if he wasn't married, so going in, Bagapo Yavo, Bagapo Yetze. Right? And Baal Ishahu, so only then. So it's interesting halacha. You would have think that if he's not married, then, you know, then he could get a new one. But if he already has a family, but it's just the opposite. The opposite, only if he has one. It's interesting. The, Rav Sternbach in his commentary says, because we don't want this Evet to think that this is what Ishus in Judaism is about. So if he already has a real marriage, then fine, then there's no danger for him to think that this is what it's all about. But if he doesn't have one, then we don't want him to get that impression. Revenir lo tamadavar, ki mishik far haya nasu yisraelis yada lahavchin, bin chaya mishpachash ima isha yisraelis lo bin magura vim hashifcha kananis. But if not, adai lo lama la hakirit kvoda v'tayma shal mishpacha yisraelis v'yishlach shal shi yisragel lichyo sita v'lo yirtza lazva. V'chulu. That's the, gives a little tom to that halacha. Nachris. How do we know that the non-Jewish mother, the kids follow her and they're not Jewish? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shimon Shimon Ben Beachai. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rashbi. Ksiv. The pasuk says Lo Tischatein Bam. Right. Do not marry the non-Jews. And the pasuk continues. Bitcha Lo Sitein Levno. Your daughter don't give to their son. Ubita Lo Sita Kikach Levnecha. And their daughter to take for your son. And then after that. It says, "V'ksiv ki yasir is bincha me'acharai," because he will. If you do this, if you intermarry, he will remove your son from after me. Hashem says, but it says it in the masculine yasir. So we assume that's talking about the son-in-law. The non-Jewish son-in-law is going to remove your grandson, right? Ki yasir as bincha, the goy that's ba'al bas Yisrael, that kid, that grandson is Jewish. And therefore, your son-in-law is going to try to take him away from his Jewish roots. Bincha mi bisrael, kari bincha, ving bincha mi goya, kari bincha elabana. Meaning, if it meant to be going on the both previous, right, the son-in-law or the daughter-in-law, it's sort of kitasir, right? That's what the Carbonate says. Milok of kitasir, she will remove, only he will remove. It must be that he will remove your grandson who is Jewish. But if she, then the kid's not Jewish. So what do you mean? She's not going to remove anything. She's already, you know, gave birth to him, that's already Memela moved. Good. Shiakov Ishkvar Nuvraya, Azal Litzuri went to Tzur, Azun Shalom Lehemeu, Nigzar Bir Yadar Masa Bishov. So they asked him, could you do a bris mila for the son of an Aramean woman on Shabbos? Basically, is he Jewish? You're only allowed to do mila b'Shabbos that if it's bismano and it's a mitzvah, But here, so they were asking him, you know, what do you say? If the mother's not Jewish and the father's Jewish, can you do that bris mila on Shabbos? The Savar Mishri loan, and he was going to allow it. Minada, based on the pasuk, Vayizyaldo Mishpachosim Leves Avosam, which talks about the yichus of Jews going through paternity. Shamar of Chagai, Amar Yesir. Chagai says, bring him here. I assume the Ilke, I'm going to give him Malkus. Right? What kind of psak? The Yaakov Ishkvar, he's saying that this kid is Jewish and he could get a meal on Shabbos. Amar Le Mechanata Malkeni. So he comes to him, he says, why are you giving me lashes? Amar Le, Minada Dechsit, the pasuk says, V'atan Dechros Brisle Lokenu. The pasuk in Ezra Nehemiah, when they were divorcing their non-Jewish wives, they were making a new covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, we gotta start afresh, right? Because it must be that they're divorcing their wives because the kids aren't Jewish. Amar Le, min Kabbalat Malkeini, based on the Pasuk in Ksuvim, you're gonna give me Malkus, right? The Pasuk in Ezra. Amar Le, v'chatorah ye'aseh. No, it's based on the Torah. That's meaning basically, it's probably a Gilui Milsa. It's a Gilui Milsa, it's a Din Daraisa. It's a Din Daraisa that, the children from a non-Jewish mother, are not gonna be Jewish, and that is just a Gilui. So Amar Le, min Hada Uriah, where in the Torah is it? I don't believe just Gilui Milsa. We're in the Torah. See, what's the pasuk that we just quoted? Amar Le Menahi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Mayachai. Ksiv Lo Sischatim Bam VeKsiv Ki Yasser Is Bincha Meacharai. He will remove Bincha Miyisrael. Kari Bincha Vein Bincha Gemi Goya. Kari Bincha Ella Bina. As we said, the drasha based on the psukim in Dvarim. Amar Le says, okay, Chavot Chavotcha. Okay, feel free. He took off his shirt and says, okay, you can whip me. Chavot Chavotcha. To Hu Tave Biklata. This is good to accept Tochacha. Right, it's he accepted the muster and he realized that this is what he needs to do. See the carbon eda tova kabbala makas bimasha yisi mevian lidechil hashabbos. Right, I realized better than that than what I was going to do to lead to chil hashabbos. Interesting, we don't have time to go through it now. Maybe we'll talk at the, later on if there is time. What exactly is the malacha of mila b'shabbos? What is the malacha of chavala lachora wounding? But wounding is not one of the 39 malachas. Right, chovel. So which of the 39 malachas is chovel included in? At least three different opinions quoted in the Rishonim. What exactly is chovel? And maybe there's more. Maybe Mishmila is even more than that. There's a sheet of Shimon Kubetzes and Ksubis. Maybe it's gozes, not chovel. Gozes, this is an extra, you know, piece that's being cut off. Okay. We continue. Now we get into some cases of Yevamis that are unusual. We're going to talk about a number of Isurim in these next couple of Mishnayos. Achos zikukaso, we already mentioned. Right, there's an iser of achos zikukaso. There's a woman that falls to Ruvain to Yibam. He has a mitzvah to do Yibam. He also has an iser daraisa to live with the sister of his zikuka. Right, achos, like achos ishto, it's patterned after that. Achos zikukaso, the sister of the one who falls to Yibam. Number one, there's also an iser of achos chalutsaso. Right, if a person does chalitza with a woman, then is usher to the sister. But that's only the one who did chalitza is usher to the sister. The other brothers, let's say there are five brothers and one of them did chalitza, the other brothers are mutter to the chalutza's sister. It's only the chalutz is usher to the chalutza, but the other brothers are mutter. Okay, so a couple of halachas that are going to come up here. So here we go. Mishikidish achas b'shtei achios. A man goes over to, throws kiddushin to one of two sisters, and we're not sure exactly which one it, you know, was close to. Ve'eni yodei ezei kiddush. Where he just doesn't remember which of these women he married. And then what happens? So he can't live with either of them because either one might be Achos Ishto. So therefore he's not allowed to live with either of them and he has to give a get to each one of them. Meis velo ach echad. What if he dies before he gets to give a get and he has no children? So now his brother, each one of them is Safek Achos Zikukaso. So he can't do Yibam to either of them. Because they're ish achos, maybe it's the other one is the real one. So v'lo ach echad, so cholitz ach shen, he has to do chalitza to both of them. Do chalitza to both of them because they're each achos. Why can't he do chalitza to one and yibam to the other? Because maybe the first one was the real one, and now this is achos chalutzaso, right? He can't do yibam first because maybe that's, you know, also it's achos zukukaso. So he has to do chalitza to both of them. Hayelo shnayim. What if there are two brothers? Right, a man who married one of two women, they're two brothers. So then, then one has to do chalitza, and the other one does yibam. Why? The second one could do yibam. Either this is the right one, or if it's not the right one, my brother already did chalitza to the other one. There's no issue of achos chalutzaso to the other brother. And therefore, he could do yibam. So one does chalitza, and one does yibam. Kadmu v'kansu imosi miyatan. If they both did yibam to, they each picked one and they did yibam, they're allowed to stay married. Allowed to stay married. Why? Because mimanafshach, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that one did yibam. Okay, he might have done an avera, right? Because maybe he's living achos, right? The other one's the real zakuka. But once his brother does yibam to the other one, then memela, that shows that his brother was the one that fulfilled that zika, and there was never a zika to this other brother that had done yibam to the other one. So memela, they live now happily ever after. At the time, he violated a possible achos zakuka. So, but once they both do yibum, then it's all okay. So the Gemara quotes again. Says the Gemara, we're gonna have later on. You never say there is two chalitzas done one after another, right? In the same case. And here you say he has to do chalitza to both the women. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's a big difference. If you know exactly who the women are, so you never have two chalitzas. You have five women, right, that fall from one brother. You do chalitza to one of them. Then there's no more. But here it's a suffix. You don't know who the wives are. That's why you have to do two. Same thing. Usually you say, do yibum, don't do chalitza. And here you say, do chalitza, not yibum. Here the issue is that you don't know who the wife is. So that's why we explained exactly the halachas. And again, if they did yibam, then they could stay married. Okay, another factor. Two people got married to two sisters. So each, but you don't, they don't know who was married what. Two brothers who are not related to each other. Right? So now, what happens? I'm not sure which of these women is my wife. And I can't just marry one because maybe the other one's my wife and this is Achos Ishto. So that's why you have to do, they each have to give a get to each of the women. Mesu, Lazeh Ach, Lazeh Ach. If they each die and they each have one brother, same Yisod as we said, Zecholis L'Shem, as we said in the previous Mishnah. Because each one I can't do Yibam to because maybe it's Achos Zukuka. So therefore, you have to chalitza to both of them. Lazeh echad, lazeh shnayim. If one of them has one brother, one of them has two brothers, hayichidi chalitza shteyim, same halacha. He has to chalitza to both of them because each one is a suffix of achos chalutza. So, vashnayim echad chalitza lechem yabin. But the second one, as we said in the previous Mishnah, one could do chalitza and then the other could do yibum. Either this is his zakuka or the other one was, but now, you know, it's gone. Same thing, that if they each did yibam, then you let them stay married. Period. Tani, this is going back on the previous case of one does chalitza, one does yibam. Echad Yisrael, echad Kohanim, k'seder azeh. This applies to Yisraelim and Kohanim. What's the chiddush? Because we're going to have future mishnayos that say it does not apply to a Kohen, as we'll see. Hadadat amar b'shachalaz v'akach yibim. But in the case that we had in the Mishnah, first chalitza has to be done. You can't do yibam first. Why? We just said. What do you mean? If you do yibam first, it's okay, because once the other one does yibam, it's all good. But maybe the other one's going to die before he does yibam. And then he'll forever be living in a state of suffix sin. Maybe his brother's going to die. You don't know for sure. Maybe he got it right. Maybe he didn't get it right. But because he might not have gotten it right, you know, so then he can't do yibam first. So in the case of chalitz and yibam, chalitz is done first. If they happen to both do yibam, they can stay married. But you don't do yibam first because then maybe the second one will never get to do yibam. Amar Rav Chizda, hada amar abba alachos chalutz asal apasal min hakahuna, says Rav Chizda. The fact that, we just said before, the fact that there's no such thing as achos chalutz asal to the other brothers, there's only achos chalutz asal to the one who did chalitza, that makes it sound like it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. If it would be an Issa D'Araisa, so then the Gemara assumes it would apply to all five brothers, not just the one that did Chalitza. If it were D'Araisa, the fact that the Gemara assumes that Achos Chalutzaso is only applies to the one who did Chalitza, that's why if they both do Yibam, they can stay married, the Stam, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, and therefore Lo Paslo Min HaKuhuna. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chani Natani, we also have a Braisa, Rabbi Chia, Habal Achos Chalutzaso Lo Paslo Min HaKuhuna. Right, she does not become a Zona halachically that would ask her for kuhuna. Mesu, lazeh, ach, lazeh, ach. Same, shakvatari that we just had. Zecholis l'shem, zecholis l'shem. Chol asar ata omar in chalitza, chalitza. Usually you don't have two chalitzas in one case, right? You have one woman and the other ones are niftar. Why do you have two chalitzas? Vada, kam b'safek. No, the point here is that they're b'supik. You don't know who the real woman, wife is. Usually yibam and chalitza go together. Here you say the first one could do chalitza, the second one could do yibam. So why is that? Kam b'vada, kam b'safek. Again, in a regular case where you know exactly who was married to who, then yibam and chalitza always go together. But here, the whole point is a suffix, so you're not sure. And therefore, it is different. Kan mevakansu, emosi and miyadan, as we said, if they both do yibam, they could get to stay married. Why? Because even if the first one that did yibam did violate, right, achos zekukaso, but once the other one also does yibam, so we say they have each connected and destroyed the zika of the, you know, they fulfilled the zika of the one they did, you know, yibam with, so then the other one is not a problem anymore, and they each could stay married. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time with the next Mishnah.